It's bad. Anime.
So, Rob, what do you think this one's about?
This one is a delightful. Wait, you're cueing me in to read the title, and I don't have it in front of me. And it's like, and this one's a paragraph. This one's not even a sentence.
It's not. It's like multiple. Okay, all right. So it's called, I was reincarnated as the seventh prince, so I can take my time perfecting my magical ability. Who knows what we're gonna get with this show?
I mean, I certainly wasn't expecting Seven of Time Loop smashed together with Aristocrats' Otherworldly Adventure, and for some reason, everyone wants to molest this kid.
Who could say? Who could say what we're gonna get into? I personally can't.
Hey, maybe it's a Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid spinoff. We don't know yet.
We don't know. But like, I mean, it would be really cool if it was. But you know, it's definitely not.
I'm projecting.
I wish.
Sorry.
Well, here we are again. Another three episode rule this week.
I didn't know where we were going to go with that. Like, here we are again, as in like another three episode rule or another fucking. This one's not really much of an isekai.
It's technically not an isekai.
One's just straight up reincarnation because he gets reincarnated into like the same world.
Yes. But he wanted for his life to have more time to master magic and more time to read spell books to master that magic. And in his last life, I guess he just didn't have enough time, but he learned some magic. So now he's reincarnated into this life as a prince, the seventh prince of this kingdom, the youngest prince of an entire prince lineage. And he's born with magical abilities already, much like Seventh Time Loop, which we discussed a while ago.
Yes.
He retained all the knowledge that he had from his previous life and the abilities. So as a baby, he can shoot fireballs.
And he was like speaking very soon after that. There's like, they show like a clumsy little Spirit Chronicles X montage of him having all these skills at a very early age and all the maids going, what?
Yeah, all the very hot maids. Do not forget to mention that.
Yeah, and the ones who definitely don't bring him into a bath when he's 10 years old. They all have their oobly boobies out. That was actually a lot of the
arguing over who gets to bathe him.
Yeah, that was actually the first thing I learned about the show because I was trying to follow your lead a little bit and go through the Crunchyroll kind of numbers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at the star rating, how many reviews there are, and also the written reviews. Mm-hmm. A lot of written reviews, like, we get it. It's a lot of Shotokan stuff. I'm like, oh, God, no, I didn't mean to do this. Because full disclosure, I picked this one because I saw the number 7 again. I'm like, okay, we couldn't have a 7 time loop. We're just going to do this again.
We have to do it. Yes. And it is very reminiscent of a lot of things that we've seen. Like, there's kind of a lot of like Mother of the Goddess Dormitory vibe in here.
Yes, very much so.
But it's not the whole show. I guess it's kind of like intermittent.
Elements.
Yeah, it's elements. Yeah. So it's an intermittent element of like Aristocrats, Otherworldly Adventures, Seventh Time Loop, Mother of the Goddess Dormitory, kind of like smushed into one all-encompassing bullshit series about an OP protagonist who is going through this new life and learning magic skills as he goes. There are a few different things in here, though, I would like to say, though.
Okay.
The demon that he possesses, or that he makes his familiar, essentially, after beating him into submission.
Amanajaku. Wait.
Yes, Amanajaku. Wow, my immediate reaction was, yes, that one.
She's like, yeah, sure. Wait, no, that's not him.
But he is he's
similar
a familiar
voice, though, in the dub.
Similar, yeah, very similar. I did also dub. I listened to the dub, and then I listened to the sub, so I did both, kind of, throughout this three episodes.
Because at the time recording, episode 3 hasn't been dubbed yet. That's
no,
exactly
it hasn't.
Why.
So I was good. I like when that happens. It lets me kind of get an image of what it sounds like.
It's cool because you get to hear both versions, and I guess sometimes context can be missing or the elements. I mean, it's hard to tell in three episodes what's fucking missing or not, but it is cool to hear the both audio examples. I'll say that.
And once again, we have a femboy protagonist.
Yeah, but this one's 10 years old, so it's immediately creepy. And especially the way the show focuses on the child. And I mean that technically they're not camera angles because it's like animation. But if this was a live action feature, I would say camera angles. So I'm going to stick with that term. Mm-hmm. They'll focus on like his legs an uncomfortable amount. The shorts are really high up. They always present him as a very frolicky little flower. Boku no Pico alarm bells went off in my mind.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh no, And, you know, all the maids giving him all that attention that also made me say, oh no, this kid just wants to read magic books.
Yeah. But he's also dressed and his hair is done very, like, feminine, which is... which is fine, but, you know, if you look at the other princes and stuff like that and the other, like, male nobles, nobody else looks like that. So I don't know why specifically that they made him look like that. Because, I mean, if this is a world where that's, like, a thing, then, yeah, it's a thing. But it seems like he's a kind of an outlier.
Yeah, he's an outlier in this culture. They just like to depict him as feminine.
And, like, the maids make it that way. It's not like he's like, oh, I want to look that way. Like, the maids, like, just make him look like that.
And the maids are completely fawning over him to a very weird degree. Because here's the thing. If the kid's two, I get it.
Yeah.
If the kid's a baby.
Sure.
At the time they were dragging him into the bath, he was 10 years old. I'm like, that has crossed the line into objectively weird.
Yeah. It is objectively weird. But I guess the main... angle for this whole thing is kind of lost on me, because it seems kind of like every episode seems like another situational episode, and there doesn't seem to be like an overarching goal. I mean, he just wants to learn about magic and stuff, so every episode he's just trying to learn a little more about magic, whether that's doing a dungeon or I don't know, like fighting somebody in a magic battle, or, you know, possessing a demon and making them his familiar or something. So it's kind of like a bit episodic in that I felt like at least that there's no like overarching plot yet or like overarching big thing that is happening. But it's just a lot of little situations happening every episode.
I guess the weird thing for me, because yes, you're absolutely right, it's totally episodic, but there's not even, at least to what I was understanding, there wasn't even much of an attempt to establish an overarching storyline. Or if there was an attempt to do so, they didn't really do it too well because we didn't get any of it. Mm-hmm. With Spirit Chronicles, I'm going to keep going to the isekais I know.
That's fine.
They were at least planning the dragon eggs and shit like that the entire time.
Sure.
Like, you know, then they tried to cut to these hooded figures in black to establish that they were eventually going to be some villain. They didn't really do much in that season, but they're like, toward the end of the season, like, we're about to do shit. I'm like, okay, I'm actually glad I listened to that.
Yeah.
But he didn't really have that attempt here even. It was very much like, okay, I'm going to learn how magic works. And
yeah,
that's how a lot of these shows seem to be progressing. It doesn't feel like there's an attempt to establish an overarching storyline. It's like, hey, this guy's doing a thing. Remember when you used to do a thing, you miserable fuck, before life beat you down like the dirty dog you are? Go do those dishes. Yeah, clean your fucking room while this is on the background.
Use your paycheck to pay for paper towels.
Yeah, you have to debate between the $3 or $2 soap. Cuck.
Well, this kid is just like...
I knew that it was taking it too far by saying cuck, and I'm just like, okay.
You got to put a period at the end of a sentence, right?
You got to let them know you're done, brother. Hello, people who listened the first time, and goodbye, people who listened the first time.
It was nice knowing you. It was nice knowing all of you. But yeah, okay, so something I wanted to get into about this as well.
Sure.
Is that he is much like Cain, the character in the Aristocrats' Otherworldly Adventure, whose name I surprisingly remembered.
I think that was just pure anger and vitriol.
Oh, God. He is just way too strong. He just kicks everybody's ass, has not faced a challenge yet, really. Can just win anytime, learns new abilities very quickly. He meets that girl in the woods. And that girl is like an expert in chi.
So he learns a new form of magic.
And she teaches him everything. She's kind of in like the Chun-Li classic outfit. And she teaches him how to use chi.
And she gets cut up a little bit. So like you see when she were like, there's a little bit of blood, but it's mostly a lot of exposed skin. I'm like, all right, what pervert said, hey, here's what we're doing.
Yeah, like here we go. And they get in a fight in a dungeon.
I have an idea.
Because it's also like Dungeons & Dragons a little bit, because they like fight a lich. In a dungeon?
They do have a lot of familiar, not familiars, that's except for the one guy.
Right.
They do have a lot of very familiar, like, Dungeons and Dragons, and I guess you could say, like, a classical fantasy iconography here. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they fight a lich, and he beats him pretty easily. And, you know, he's just making his way, you know, he's just beating everybody.
Making my way downtown. Town. I don't remember the rest of the words, but I'm home now.
Yeah, it's just, I mean,
your face is saying a lot more than your words.
I know.
But that's the thing. It's not even just the two you mentioned previously. It's you can throw Spirit Chronicles in there. Cheat Skill.
Yeah, Cheat Skill. Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of shows, and at least Cheat Skill and Spirit Chronicles try to show little adversity.
Yes.
Here, the only adversity was he died once in a previous life, so it doesn't really count.
And he's doing just fine, and I think maybe one of the more interesting parts of his character is that he's a bit of, like, masochist energy as well when he's, like, in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
That part, I was like, okay, like, there's maybe some edge here, but it hasn't really been expanded on that much yet in the first three episodes. But, you know, anytime he's fighting somebody, he's like, oh, give me, like, give me the strongest shit you got, baby.
And
I
remember when he died in that fire, because the mage just lit him on fire and he died. Yeah. Like, this is glorious.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, okay. that's kind of wild, dude.
Yeah.
He loves that stuff.
And then at one point, yeah, he's battling the creature that would become his familiar. It cut up his finger real bad. And then Faye just starts licking it and is like, oh my God, this is so cool. But you can do better. Hit me, daddy. I'm like, the fuck is happening? And then, that leads to the demon having to surrender because, like, okay, this kid is too strong
for me. This kid is messed up. And, like, the demon, I kind of like the demon character. That's a fun little extra in the show, and how he's like, oh, I really want to, like, you know, possess this kid, but he can never find a chance because the kid is way too strong to possess. And he's just kind of like being his servant.
But then they eventually hint at the demon girl, because the kid gets very affectionate for the familiar very quickly, and you see sort of that in the inverse, but you don't know if it's genuine or not. So there, that's like a nice little piece of emotional intrigue.
It is.
Yeah, the girl with the chi or ki, I forget how it's pronounced depending on what language you're speaking or what country of origin we're in. It does change it, like, from east to west.
It does.
Yeah. There's no mystery there. She just wants to ride. Not the kid, but, like, the disguise he puts for himself.
Who he named Robert.
Yes, so that was a little distracting for me.
I was like, that's hilarious. He was just like, all right, this girl's going to find out that I'm the seventh prince of this family. And I'm like, all right, bro, like, you know, don't think yourself too highly. She probably won't recognize
exactly.
You. But either way, he's like, she's going to know that I'm royalty. And he instead just makes himself really tall. And he's like, hello, my name is Robert.
It's the Cheat Skill dilemma. It's like, what to do? Oh, no, he's hot.
He's hot.
So she's fawning immediately, and he still possesses all his skills. So that's going to be a very fun circumstance. Where it's like, oh, you're actually 10? Do I care? I'm like, please don't go that way, show.
Don't do this. Don't do this, everybody. Please.
It's the same thing when the two girls weirdly pin down the kid and the aristocrats, whatever the fuck. And I'm just like, okay,
what is happening? And then they were arguing in that show of like, no, he gets to sleep with me tonight. Like, no, he's going to, like, this is a boy. This is a child.
He is just a boy.
He's just a boy. Yeah. It's, the overall concept, I believe, to be quite boring. And the show itself, I believe, to be quite unoriginal. But is there anything good about this, I guess? I mean, we tried to, like, parse out a couple, like, decent, like, lights at the end of the tunnel here. But is there anything, like, good enough to make you say, I would continue watching this?
Is there an antonym for nitpick? Like, a thing, like, where you dislike something, but you're going to very, like, pick out the very small positive notes about it?
Oh, the little
positive? Is there a word for that that exists?
Gold panning?
That could be it, actually. I just
put that out there. I don't know.
I don't know either, but I like that.
Yeah, panning for gold. You're gold panning out here, trying to find the good bits.
We might be panning for gold in this one, obviously.
We're definitely panning for gold. I'm just trying to find anything positive to say, which, like, there's minimal things. I did like the masochism angle. I was like, that's interesting, but, you know, it's not enough. And there's, like, the familiar relationship. Oh, but that's also not enough. I disappeared somehow. I don't know.
Where did you go? Oh, damn it. Now you're triggering my abandonment issues. So I'm all alone in my room that I got kind of, it was very clean for a while, but I ordered a lot of shit. So now it's like dirty in here. Got fucking my work pants.
Oh, you know what? I just totally didn't plug in my camera to the camera outlet. But here we go again. I'm back.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, you were
in slideshow mode for a minute.
Oh, slideshow mode. Cool. What slides did you see? Did you see anything? Well, oh, no, died again.
And now we are back. We are back to nothing.
Did I mention that I was going to give you a Q1 presentation in this podcast right now?
You did not, but I would love a surprise. I'm always down. Remember when you arranged that slideshow party for us during the pandemic?
That was so fun. We had a great time. Everybody came with a presentation. Great.
Yeah, we all had to do a presentation. And during like every pandemic party, I would say, great. I would walk to the 7-Eleven that was right by me at the time. And then I would just grab like as much beer as I could fit in my hands, walk back, sit down, be like, all right, guys, I'm ready. And I thought like, boy, am I drinking too much? And then I'd see two or three of our friends just as drunk, or one or two more, way more drunk. And I'm like, oh. To the point where like we had...
Pandemic time period was the most interesting time of like, oh yeah, let me just like get a 30 rack of beer and just sit and drink it all. That's literally what we would do. We would literally Zoom each other at like 9 p.m. on a Saturday and just all stay up just drinking, just like dicking around on Zoom for like 4 hours.
Yeah, at least. And there was one or two times where we saw one friend in particular. He would just lie down on his couch super drunk and we're like, fuck, is he okay? We can't help him.
Is he alive?
There's a death flu going around. We can't help. And then you wake up the next day like, yeah, I feel fine. God damn it, dude.
Oh, God.
I ran into this before. Whenever we have friends who ever said like, yeah, I don't really get hangovers. And I'm like, oh, I hope you get hit in the head when next time you're drinking then. To share some of the pain.
Just want you to feel something.
Granted, I haven't had a hangover in a while, but you know, I've actively had to like make sure that doesn't happen. Whether it's by drinking less or just like doing healthy shit after I drink, you know, I have to do shit. And whenever I hear people, whenever I hear that, still, it's one of my pet peeves.
Yeah,
I'm just like, oh, okay, cool.
Happy for you.
Happy for you. Your best friend actually wants you dead. Just be really mean.
Just be so mean out of nowhere.
Just go up to them very closely and whisper, you smell.
I don't very much like your cologne you're wearing.
That shirt's just like a little too big.
Do you even use fabric softener?
It's called Bounce, you fool.
Oh, speaking of Bounce, let's get the hell out of here. This sucks.
Okay, that was an aggressive like. Okay, Rob, I'm having fun, but I want to keep talking, but not about this show anymore.
Yeah, I think this one is definitely a dud for me. Not going to continue it. Not interested. It had a lot of stuff, a lot of elements of a lot of different things from a lot of different shows. But to be honest, it just I forgot. I watched it yesterday, and I forgot the title. I mean, I forgot even like any semblance of the title.
I was a little concerned, not concerned, but I was curious because I went on Crunchyroll to finish up Vampire Dormitory and I saw that because for some reason, sometimes Crunchyroll is weird, like when it doesn't track who watched what yet. Because I watched everything on my computer, but on the app, it didn't show everything as watched yet.
Oh.
And so it said like the show hasn't been watched. I'm like, okay, I guess Bounty hasn't watched it yet either. This is funny.
No, I watched it on an iPad. So nice. When I was watching it on an iPad, it said like you had completed like the first two episodes or something already. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And
I forgot to finish the episode three. I think I had like 4 minutes left. But I'm like, oh, he's going to make the kid's brother a sword, whatever. And I stopped watching.
Oh, yeah. I just did not care. That third episode was like, wow. Oh, my God. You know what was funny, though?
Yeah.
Maybe the one positive note I'll leave off on. Every episode, they had a cute little skit in the middle for like 1 minute with like little chibis. I was like, oh, that's fun. It's nice that they put the effort in for that.
Yeah, that was creative, but then again, you know, that was the cherry on top of a turd sundae.
Boy, was it ever.
I've been on a kind of positive kick lately where I want to check out some of the stuff we watched this season. I don't know if I'm actually so negative that I went around to being positive again, because both shows I want to check out this season are so bad that I find them were pretty endearing. This one, like, there's nothing here, because this one is my ultimate crime of being so boring. And
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you don't always have to be super original. I always point that out. Regardless of the art, if you take a bunch of elements together and blend them well and present them in a way that's uniquely your own, it can be still compelling and cool. There's only, like, you know, there's a reason why there's four chords of pop that still fucking work. That's, you know, the analogy I always use. This show tried to mix a bunch of elements together, but didn't do anything with them. It's an undercooked stew is what this show is.
It is an undercooked stew.
And I'm bored. I was very mad towards the end. And yeah, I'm very glad I don't have to watch this one anymore.
Yeah, me too. I'm very glad. I may have also ended the third episode early because I was like, I don't want to do this.
Wow, we haven't been this like we haven't been this much hate and vitriol since redo of Healer.
Oh God, I mean, at least there's something to speak about. But that one, this was
at least
like,
I'll remember redo of Healer.
I remember it, you know, say what you will about it, but that is burned into my memory for my entire life.
Awful and as offensive it was, I could talk to people about that and share something. Yep. I would never bring this up to people because if I brought up to people, you know what they'd say? Yeah, I watched all 12 episodes. It was whatever.
I will not remember this tomorrow.
Good.
It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod, or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.